Exclusive: El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele to speak at CPAC. By Matthew Boyle on February 9, 2024. Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador who just won re-election, will speak at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, just outside Washington, D.C., this month, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. CPAC, one of the biggest annual gatherings of conservatives in the United States, is taking place from February 21 to February 24 at the Gaylord Resort and Conference Center in National Harbor, Maryland, just outside the U.S. Capitol. CPAC is hosted by the American Conservative Union, ACU, every year going back decades. Many U.S. presidents have spoken there, and former President Donald Trump, the leading GOP candidate for president this year, is set to again address the conference with a record-setting 14th appearance. The previous record holder by a GOP president was Ronald Reagan, who spoke 13 times at CPAC. Bukele's speech at CPAC will come on Thursday, February 22, ACU and CPAC chairman Matt Schlapp told Breitbart News. It comes after Bukele won re-election with more than 85% of the votes cast. "It is our high honor to announce that El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele will add his voice on our opening day," Schlapp told Breitbart News exclusively. "Bukele is an unapologetic traditionalist who encourages the American people to rediscover the values that made her strong and spread a freedom revolution that is now in jeopardy. In America, Hispanic voters, once a main component of the left's political coalition, are realizing that the Socialist Democrat Party hates their faith, their families, their traditions and their patriotism to their chosen country." Bukele, in a statement, said he is excited to speak at CPAC and that he plans to focus on his crackdown on crime in El Salvador. "It's truly an honor to join CPAC and discuss our commitment to ensuring governments prioritize the fundamental responsibility of citizen safety," Bukele said. "Without security, we cannot have progress." A huge focus of this year's CPAC, as Breitbart News previously reported when exclusively revealing that former British Prime Minister Liz Truss would be speaking, is looking at an energizing international conservatives. Much like in 2016 with Brexit in the United Kingdom, and wins in other places throughout the world such as Guatemala, 2024 is seeing many conservatives winning worldwide in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election here in the United States. This international wave of conservative populists defeating globalist leftists is only likely to fuel efforts here in America to elect Trump in November 2024 and defeat Democrat President Joe Biden. Schlapp told Breitbart News that CPAC is aiming to harness and channel this energy against the globalists and empower conservatives across the planet. "People all over the world are waking up to the woke Marxist nightmare being orchestrated by the World Economic Forum, a handful of authoritarian regimes, and powerful Western elites. CPAC has been meeting with grassroots forces in every corner of the world in an attempt to mount the pushback," Schlapp said. "That moment is coming soon. CPAC 2024 will rally around a call to defeat globalism and all its evil intents on those with little power, money, and influence." Schlapp has been publicly forecasting this messaging against globalism and the World Economic Forum, WEF, via his account on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. "It's not just wins by conservatives in places such as El Salvador where Bukele just won re-election, or down in Argentina where newly elected President Javier Milei won in late 2023. In recent years, Giorgia Meloni, a top conservative, won the prime minister position in Italy. What's more, top conservatives are expected to take other elections worldwide, including in Portugal in early 2024, while European Parliament elections will take place in the summer." Schlapp told Breitbart News that CPAC is also hosting Santiago Abascal, a top conservative elected official in Spain, forecasting that his address could be similar to one Meloni gave to CPAC before she became Prime Minister of Italy. "We just announced that Spain's Santiago Abascal, a leading conservative elected official, will address our conference just as Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni did before she became Italy's Prime Minister," Schlapp said.